Chagai Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. So the Navi Chagai is somebody we know virtually nothing about in terms of his personality, his background, who he was. The first time he appears, although it's in Ksuvim rather than Nevi'im, is in Sefer Ezra, which details the rebuilding construction project of the Beis HaMikdash. And Ezra in Perek Hey at the very beginning gives credit to Chagai and Zechariah with being seized by prophecy, inspired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and urging the people, encouraging the people to resume building the Beis HaMikdash, whose construction had been interrupted during the political realities in Paras Umadai of the time. All of his nevuah is going to take place in less than a four-month period in the year 520 before the Common Era, in the second year of Daryavesh. Now, a quick point about King Daryavesh. This is Daryavesh the Persian, who was the son, according to Chazal, of Queen Esther and Ahasuerus. That is confusing because there was another Daryavesh, the Mede of Madai, who was earlier in history. And Daryavesh of Madai was also the son of an Ahasuerus, but he was the son of Ahasuerus of Madai. There, we use the names Xerxes and Artaxerxes, and there was more than one. He was the one who defeated Belshazzar and ruled Persia before Koresh, before Cyrus, who had given permission to construct the Beis HaMikdash, and then it never saw it through. The entire book of Chagai is only 38 psukim long. It's the shortest book in Tanakh, aside from the book of Ovadia, which we learned together, which was only 21 psukim, the nevuah about Esav by a descendant of Esav who became a ger. So, Bishnash Tain Ladar Yovesh HaMelech, in the second year of King Darius, and the entire nevuah will be in that short span, Bachodesh Hashishi, in the sixth month, the month of Rosh of Elul, Biyom Echad LaChodesh. So Rosh Chodesh Elul Hayad Var Hashem Biyad Chagai HaNavi. The word of God, the word of Hashem, came through Chagai the Navi, El Zerubbabel Ben She'altiel Pachas Yehuda. To Zerubbabel Ben Shaltiel, the governor of Yehuda. Now Zerubbabel is a descendant of David HaMelech. Theoretically, he could have been king of Klal Yisrael if there was still a Malchus-based David, but after the Golos Babel, there was none. Chazal tell us he could have been the Messianic king. He could have been Melech HaMoshiach if everything had gone right, in which case the last 2,000 years would hardly have been necessary, so that would have been tremendous, but it's not going to work out that way. And Zerubbabel is the son of Shaltiel, but if you read Divrei HaYamim, you see that Zerubbabel's father was really named Pedaiah, and he was the son of Shaltiel. So he is the grandson of this Shaltiel, and he's mentioned numerous times. He is the leader of Klal Yisrael, the governor of Yehuda, Pachas Yehuda. And so the Navi is speaking to him. They're not called kings because we're under the authority of Persia at the time. Vel Yoshua ben Yehotzadok HaKohen HaGodol. And also, the Navua was communicated to Yehoshua ben Yehotzadok, Kohen Gadol. Yehotzadok was the brother of Ezra HaSofer. He was the last Kohen Gadol to serve in the first Beis HaMikdash and went into exile when the Golos Bavel came with the Nebuchadnezzar. So the Kohuna Gadola had passed to Yehotzadok, and that meant that Yehoshua had first claim to the office instead of Ezra, because Ezra was the brother, as opposed to Yehoshua being the son. And Lamar, and this is what he had to say. Now, Rambam suggests that Ezra was Kohen Gadol at some point, but the Ibn Ezra, Radak, all suggest that it was just Yehoshua. So Chagai is going to give a nevuah. There is no Jewish king. What does the word Chagai, the name Chagai, mean? Well, there was a son of God back in Bereshis in Vayechi named Chagi. David HaMelech had a wife named Chagis. So there is at least one modern scholar who suggests that Chagai may be a shortened version of the name Chagiyah. Why? Connected to what? To the Chagim, to the Aliyas HaRegel on Chagim, to the Beis HaMikdash, so that makes his name very much connected to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash when the Jews could come on the Chagim. Zerubbabel also has a name that's appropriate, considering he is the Zerah of Babel, the seed of Babylonia, at a time when we have been exiled there. Yehoshua, Hashem is going to save the Kohen Gadol. Zechariah, Hashem remembers his promises. So the names of the Jewish leaders of this time are all very significant and connect very much to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash project. But what that could be, Rabbi Chaim Angel says, very perceptively, is that maybe the names the Jews chose for their children reflected their hopes and excitement about this period of restoration. So it shows that their parents were very hopeful about what was going to come. Okay, Beis Ko Amar Hashem Tzvakos Lemar, says Chagai, thus said Hashem, the master of legions, of all of his forces, Ha'am Hazeh Amru, this people has said, and in my introduction I really pointed this out, and unfortunately the very first pasuk of word from Hashem is going to reflect this, how many of the people have said, Lo es bo es beis Hashem lihibonos. Lo es bo es beis Hashem. The time has not yet come. So actually, there's a little pause there. Lo es bo. Lo es. Because s and bo are connected. There's actually a little dash if you look at the text in Hebrew. Lo es bo. It sounds like the moment has not come. Beis Hashem lihibon. Es beis Hashem lihibonos. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's the time for the Beis Hashem to be built. So this is a little bit confusing to me as I'm reading it with the idea that it's actually a contradictory pasuk. The people said, Lo es bo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Eis Beis Hashem Leibanos. Now is the time. Now is the time to do it. So what does it mean the time has not yet come? So 52 years after Yerushalayim was destroyed, Koresh HaMelech gave the Jews permission to resettle Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. That is the 70th year of Bavel's rise to power, and a big argument broke out between the Jews and some of the among the Goyim about whether or not 70 years of Bavel means 70 years between the Batei Mikdash. Yirmiyahu had said 70 years, but he didn't elaborate. So what does it mean, 70 years? Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the 70 years are not counted from Bavel. The 70 years are counted from after the Churban. And now that the Churban has come, Zag Rashi, now is time for the Beis HaMikdash to be rebuilt. This prophecy is being transmitted, says Abarbanel, before Daryavesh gave the Jews permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. So they needed to realize Hashem didn't bring us back to Eretz Yisrael for nothing. The failed efforts to sow the land, we'll see in Pasuk Vav, there are problems trying to resettle, are a punishment because we didn't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash first. So they didn't do it on their own initiative. So Chagai is sent to push us to where we need to go.